Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Today, we are in Psalm 65 in the New American Standard Version of the Bible. This is a Psalm of David, and the title of this psalm is lovely. It's God's abundant favor to earth and to mankind. This is what it says. There will be silence before you and praise in Zion, God, and the vow will be fulfilled for you. You who hear prayer, to you all mankind comes. Wrongdoings prevail against me. As for our offenses, you forgive them. Blessed is the one you choose and allow to approach you. He will dwell in your courtyards. He will be satisfied with the goodness of your house, your holy temple. By awesome deeds, you answer us in righteousness, God of our salvation. You who are the trust of all the earth and of the farthest sea, who establishes the mountains by his strength, who is encircled with might, who stills the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the tumult or the turmoil of the nations. They who dwell at the ends of the earth stand in awe of your signs. You make the sunrise and the sunset shout for joy. You visit the earth and cause it to overflow. You greatly enrich it. The stream of God is full of water. You prepare their grain, for so you prepare the earth. You water its furrows abundantly. You settle its ridges. You soften it with showers. You bless its growth. You have crowned the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with fatness. The pastures of the wilderness drip, and the hills encircle themselves with rejoicing. The meadows are clothed with flocks, and the valleys are covered with grain. They shout for joy. Yes, they sing. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for being Lord of all creation, for creating the heavens and earth. Thank you for creating the person listening to this podcast today. It was no accident. You have a purpose for their lives. And where they struggle with that purpose, I pray, Lord, you would establish them today. Establish the work of their hands. You have created works for them to walk into. You prepared beforehand this beautiful act of service that they will be doing even today. And so, Lord, help them joyfully walk in their purpose and fulfill the plans that you have for them. Lord, I just love this phraseology. You have crowned the year with your goodness. Oh, Lord, we've had a rough last year and a half or so. And so, Lord, I just love that you do that. Would you crown 2021 with your goodness and help us to seek and see you and your goodness in this land that we live in. Lord, help us to list the things that you have done. Help us to realize that you are good to us. Just the fact that we have breath in our lungs, and even when we're struggling in our health, you are still there. You guide us and you take care of us. Lord, I pray for those who are struggling to make ends meet, who are needing food on their table and who need provision from you. And I pray today for supernatural provision by the power of the Holy Spirit and through the body of Christ. Lord, help us also who have food today to remember those who don't and to find ways to supply their need. Lord, help us to be silent before you. And Lord, in this cacophony of a crazy world that we live in, that's not an easy thing to do because we always have noise around us at all times. But in the silence is where we hear your voice. And so today I pray you would give us the wherewithal to carve out a little time of quiet so we can hear from you. And we can be strengthened by you, and we can be guided by you, and we can spend time just listing the things we're grateful for. Lord, thank you that you hear our prayer and you forgive our sins. And I have many of them, so I'm just so grateful that you do. Thank you for all of this. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for all that you've done. You are so good. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, today's podcast is brought to you by Elizabeth Reynolds Turnage, and she has written a book. I've been talking about a different book, but now this is the other book that she has written. It's called The Waiting Room. What a great title, right? The Waiting Room, 60 Meditations for Finding Peace and Hope in Crisis. So whether you're the caregiver or the patient, so we're talking about the actual waiting room here, the what ifs of the waiting room can feel terrifying and the wait can feel agonizing. Cancer, tumor, stroke, traumatic injury, or major surgery, a health crisis of any kind involves waiting. This waiting arouses many emotions, fear, uncertainty, sorrow, agony, and anger among them. In this devotional for caregivers and patients, Elizabeth Reynolds Turnage reminds us of the certain hope and surpassing peace of the gospel. God has worked miraculous deeds and redemptive wonders in the past, and Jesus will soon come again to end our wait. Oh, I'm so glad. And to bring full and final healing. These 60 Meditations for Peace and Hope will encourage you as you wait. So thank you, Elizabeth, for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And again, the title of the book is The Waiting Room, 60 Meditations for Finding Peace and Hope in Crisis.